Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. I had no idea, but we are in the thick of daylily days. And from the last two weekends of June through the first two weekends of July, Lisa Farmer, co-owner of Antioch Daylily Farm between Lexington and Paris, says they will be busy.
We'll have a little tent set up and we'll have help so that customers can just come and look and browse and pick out anything they want. And we'll have somebody here to dig it up and put it in a bag. And that's pretty much how we operate during those 4 weeks.
I told her I thought I knew what they were, kind of like an Easter lily. She said, yeah, kind of.
To me, they look a lot like the daffodils, the foliage on it, and they're perennials. They're going to come back year after year. We have some that may be 6 inches off of the ground, and we have some that are 36 inches off of the ground and anything in between. All different colors, yellow, red, pink, purple, lavender. The bloom size can be very small to just a bloom bigger than the size of your hand.
If you're not close to that area but a daylily fan, go online to kyfb.com/roadside and look for a roadside market near you featuring daylilies. We'll be right back.
Hey, race fans, I'm NASCAR driver Kenny Wallace here to say that I'm a fan of ethanol. My race car runs on an ethanol blend, and I also make the personal choice to use American ethanol when I fill up my family cars. And with a wife and 3 daughters, I'm glad to know something as simple as choosing ethanol means my family is supporting family farmers. Ethanol is a high-performance fuel. It's good for the environment, it's good for the economy, and it's good for my heart because I know supporting an all-American product is the right thing to do. American ethanol, American-grown, American-made, powering NASCAR.
Lisa and Charlie Farmer both have off-farm careers, but live on the farm on which he grew up in Bourbon County. About 14 years ago, they invited to their home a Shelby County farmer friend who grows daylilies.
He was visiting here one day and just saw the location, saw how we're conveniently located just off of Paris Pike and how beautiful the drive was, and he said, "You should grow daylilies."
He told them that daylily fans would find them. They planted about 50 varieties with their first crop in the summer of 2001, and their Shelby County friend was right.
And customers came, and we had a good first year. So we just continued on, and every year we'd buy a few more varieties. Currently, we're up to 200 varieties, and it's just something that we look forward to doing during the summer, but really, we don't have to worry about it anytime throughout the rest of the year.
You can check out their variety of daylilies online at antiochdaylilygarden.com. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.